Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, I have this offer in the mail. I have a reservation code.
Oh, okay. What's that reservation code? I'll pull up your file.
2411-0801-0004-7648.
All right. And what was your name?
My name is Janet.
Janet, okay. And what's the name of the business you're calling with, Janet?
Investor Insurance.
Okay, perfect. Looks like I have you right here. Give me 1 second. Is this the best number to reach at in case we get disconnected, the 941 number?
This is my cell. I'm in the car. I just left work. I don't like to discuss business and my work with the other people in there.
Oh, sure. Understandable. Okay. All right. All right. So, got your file here. Let me see. We have you at 4023 Sawyer Road 103. Is that still good?
Yes. Now, how did you hear about me? Is this here based on your business borrowing history?
Yeah, so, let me take a look. Usually, the way that these things work is it looks like you did some borrowing back in June of last year. Probably was a working capital loan based on the file.
Yeah, well.
So it was based off of that borrowing history as well as your DMB credit profile. So we take a look at, once you have the borrowing history, it gets filtered through the business credit profile. And when you meet those requirements, that's when we send out the offer.
All
right. Yeah.
What's required now? What do you need from me? Oh, I guess you need this business loan application.
So, there are a lot of different programs that we have. We don't only do one thing. So it depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and then I can point you in the right direction, and we can kind of iron it out from there.
Sure. What I need is at least $25,000, maybe $30,000. Unsecured loan, obviously. I'm an insurance agent. I do get about $25,000 a month in commissions. But my rent and, of course, expenses of everything else, a lot of times, the money is there, but I always need a little more because I want to buy, like, new computers, I want to buy a new copier, things like that.
Okay.
So I did personally have a bankruptcy about 4 years ago. It was dismissed, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, personally. So my biggest thing is that when I get the commission checks in, sometimes there's not enough money in the checking account to satisfy the rent and the other bills.
Sure.
So I had always asked the bank, may I have a line of credit? So then when I do the payroll every 2 weeks or the rent or whatever, and then like the following week, that's when the commission checks come in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like revolving, and they said no. So then, of course, I had to start going into my own pocket, my 401, things like that.
Yeah.
Because I was expanding the business. So it kind of got me in a bad situation, and that's why I did take out a loan last year. It worked out good, but it was daily.
Sure.
And I don't like the daily because a lot of times I would rather do monthly. Because I know I get the commission checks in either the second, third, or fourth week of the month versus daily, and it was just it's not good.
Okay.
And they would only do 8 months. And I said, no, I need at least 12 months. And they said, we can only do 8 months.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So when I saw your offer, you have an unsecured loan up to 3 years, monthly, weekly, or daily. I don't need to go 3 years, but I don't want to go daily. I want monthly.
Okay.
So I know on like the 15th or the 20th of the month, you pull out $1,000, and that's it. That's for that month. And then then it gets replenished, with the commission.
Sure, that makes sense. It sounds like basically we're dealing with some cash flow issues. So, sometimes it dips low and you just want to have that cushion there.
Right,
okay.
You need a cushion.
Okay, perfect. So let me ask you just a couple basic questions to get kind of like a jumping point here and see what we're working with. And then I can run down kind of where I think you'll fit in. Now, the business that you have, what is the business structure? Is it incorporated?
I'm an LLC, I'm an S Corp, so I'm the only owner.
Okay.
I've had my business now for 3 years, 10 years.
Okay.
The first 4 years was very, very slow. We were working with builders back then, and a lot of times when they're building houses, the houses went into bankruptcy, stuff like that.
Sure.
So I'm averaging at least 10-20% increase every year.
Oh, nice. All right. That so, actually...
So, like, last year I made, like, because I just did my E&O insurance. So, last 2 years ago, I made, like, $200,000. I brought home a commission. Now, it's up, then it was $250,000. So, this year, I'm at about $30,000. For this year, for 2016, it'll be probably about $300,000.
Okay. So, $300,000 on the top line.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now... I know you mentioned that you have the previous bankruptcy on the credit. As far as mm-hmm. your personal credit goes, do you have any idea of what the score is?
It's in the sixes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the sixes. It's a rental property. They were it was a rental house. The bank
okay.
took it back. Then they wanted me to pay, and I said no. I'll give you X amount, and they said no. And then my lawyer said, well, if you don't do that, we're gonna go bankrupt. And I didn't realize what the situation was that when you went bankrupt, even though they, I guess, dismissed it or something.
Yeah.
What is that word?
It's discharged.
They let it. Yeah, they discharged it.
Yeah.
And that was it. But, you know, I do have credit cards because I do need to get stuff with the business. And there are some months where, you know, I had one big account that the commission was $12,000. Okay. The commission was $12,000. Well, they ended up going somewhere else. So that was $12,000 that month I lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of hurt when you're trying to manage a business. I did have another office. Last year I had two offices. I had employee problems because I did have a camera in there, and they knew about the camera, but who was coming in late, who was leaving early. They know they weren't having customers come in. It was a mess. So I'm stuck now for... 2 more years of a rent, a lease, because the guy can't rent the place out.
I see.
So it's like, you know, then I had to buy a $3,000 computer, a printer, I had to buy furniture, which I'm paying off. So I'm kind of like stuck in this thing at least for another year or two.
I see.
Until like all that goes away, and that's what I need the funds for.
Okay, yeah, it all makes sense. Okay, so real quick, do you have... any current working capital loans out right now?
I have one that was just paid off in July.
Oh, okay.
That was paid off. I don't know if that was IOU or, I don't know the name of the company. I have it at work. I have another one that ends in September, and right now I'm paying $141 a day, 5 days a week.
Okay. Do you have any idea what the current balance is on that one?
No, maybe, well, from now until September, I think it's September 7th, whatever that is, it's 141. I could find out tomorrow, but it's very low, it's very low. But then I got this in the mail, like I said, and I was reading it, because the guy keeps calling me and saying, oh, we can go for a year, we can give you more capital, we can do this. And I said, fine, but I don't want daily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want daily, because being commission-based, I only get my commission check certain days of the month, where if I know the middle of the month is when I can put out the money for the loan, that's a lot better than do it daily.
Sure. Okay. Well, let me see here. All right. I'm just doing some quick math. I want to get an idea on kind of how much you have left on that current working capital loan, just because that is going to come into play with a total amount that we'd be able to get for you. And really, the way
it
works.
If you do 141, if you do.
Is it 21 days a month that you're doing it?
5 days a week, no holidays.
Okay.
So between now, and I think it's the 10th. I keep thinking the 10th of September.
Okay, so.
So what is that, 3 weeks? Then?
Yeah, okay, we're looking at just about. Yeah,
there's a holiday in on Monday, so it's like. Let's see, 5, 10, 15 more days.
Okay, I see. Yeah, you're somewhere between probably 5,000 and 6,000. A ballpark estimate. So,
yeah.
the way that it would work when you have an existing working capital loan out, and if you want to go for something larger with us, there are two options when you have an existing loan. We can give a payoff loan where we give you a larger amount, but a portion of that goes to pay off your existing loan, Or the other option is a second position loan that would stand behind your current loan. But with your balance being what it is right now, a second position loan probably isn't what you need at this point. Because you're talking that would only be like $5,000. Exactly that. Yeah, exactly that. And this way you would only have one payment as opposed to having both of those loans that you're paying on. So I think the payoff loan is the route that we want to go. Now, as far as a total amount that would be available to you, based on your sales, you know, on that 300,000 mark, we're usually able to do 10 to 15% of that top line. So we'd be talking about 30,000 being available to you, and that can that there's a little leeway, give or take a few thousand on what we'll be able to qualify you for. But the five to 6,000 on your current balance would come out of that. So you'd probably net somewhere closer to about 25,000 on the loan.
Okay.
Now, as far as terms go, we have the programs, they range from 3 months to 36 months. But for first-time borrowers, to be open with you, 36 months usually isn't on the table. The top end that I normally see is 24 months. So the kind of the route that we would go here is we would get you, you know, approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible. We have to get you approved for both of them. And then we work backwards. We let you choose how much you want to take and choose the term that matches best with what you're looking for. It sounds to me like you kind of want to go the route of the longest term possible. Would you say that's the case?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of different factors.
Even if it's 25, all right, so if it's 20, just say 25,000.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the interest rate?
So it will depend on the term that you choose. So the shorter the term, the less you're going to pay back in interest. And it's probably similar. I'm not sure how, I think you said IOU. I'm not sure how they structure their payback. But what we do is if you borrow $25,000, we tell you exactly how much you're going to pay back. So it doesn't change with time or anything like that. You get a fixed cost that you pay back. And we actually offer discounts for paying it back early. And usually, for most programs, we have a renewal option. Once you get midway into the term and show that you're making the payments on time, we open you up to additional funding with longer terms and obviously lower interest rates that come with that. But, you know, the first step is simply to get you qualified for the first round of this. Now, with the issues of you have the previous bankruptcy on the credit report, that is going to come into play, but it's not going to eliminate you from being approved. So the way that it's going to come into play is it's a factor that they take into account for when determining how long of a term we can qualify you for. I'm guessing that's probably the reason why on your first one that you did, they didn't go any longer than, I think, what did you say, 8 months?
The first one was 8 months, and then we did a year.
Oh, okay.
Now we did 8 months, and then it was another 8 months. Because the gentleman called up and said, you need more capital.
And then I see.
What the term would be. And I said, yeah. So then we did that, and that one ended in July. And I was paying, like, that was 100, so I was paying $246 a day. That one went, and I said, I don't like the daily. Why can't we do it monthly? And they said, we don't offer monthly.
Okay.
I said, it's messing me up with the checkbook because of the way the checks, you know, my commission checks come in.
Sure.
I have over 30 companies, so depending on when it comes in, that, you know, it's better off just paying $1,000 a month or whatever it is at one time instead of doing it monthly.
Now, I want to give you some honest feedback here right now. We do have monthly options for payback, but really for first-time borrowers, it's hard to qualify for it. And being honest with you, with a previous bankruptcy on the credit report, it's going to limit our chances at getting them monthly. But we do have weekly options. So if it's something that you think you could handle, we could start you off on the weekly option. Then once you establish the relationship and you're an existing customer, then we can look on the second time around if monthly is an option. But I want to be completely honest with you up front. I don't want to just string you along and tell you we're going to give you monthly and then come back with it not being there. It probably won't be on won't be an option this first time around. But weekly could.
What about bi-monthly? Twice a month.
We don't have a twice a month option. We just have the daily, the weekly, and the monthly. Would weekly be something?
So I wouldn't have an option of monthly. Look at that. It's been like 4 years.
I'm sorry.
If the bankruptcy was, it was nothing to do with the business. It was personal. And it was on rental property that would still hinder me to get the monthly?
I mean, usually the primary factor, I mean, is really the credit score. And with the previous bankruptcy holding you down in the 600s, I usually don't see monthly as an option for people who aren't above 700. And that's just, I mean, my honest assessment of what I've seen.
I want honesty, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I could sit here and tell you, yeah, we can give it to you just so we can, you know, get a chance at winning your business. We do want to win your business, but I want to do it the right way. So really, I think what we would have here.
What interest rate you should go for?
Yeah, it'll depend on the range of the term. Usually, we start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go from there. So if you're looking at, let me take a look. So there's a number of different factors. Credit is going to factor into that as well. I'm not really supposed to give kind of like a ballpark number, but if you're looking at about $30,000 on like a 12-month term, I would wager to say that the payback would probably be something around, I don't know, maybe anywhere from like 38 to 42 on that. But with that, I want to just let you know that if renewal is something that you are considering, once you get midway into the term, if you decide to renew and get additional funds, the remaining interest balance that you have on your first loan for a lot of these programs is waived completely. So I know that that initial payback cost can have some sticker shock to it, but that total cost, it will never be larger than that. There is plenty of opportunity for it to be significantly less. So if you renewed midway through, half of that cost would be eliminated. Does that make sense? Do you follow me on that?
Rate, you said it's 23%. You said 23% interest.
Usually, I mean, that's something I see very common. I mean, there's a wide range. We go anywhere from, you know, down to, you know, 2% up to 40%. But most common is right there in that window. Now, I mean, it's very easy to get you the actual numbers that you qualify for, because I don't want to tell you too many different things here, because there's a lot of different factors that go into it that I just don't have in front of me. But it's very easy to get you that. It takes about 24 hours. In order to do it, all I would need from you is it's a one-page application. We take a look at the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent business tax return that you have. So from there,
I'm in the process of doing that. I'm doing it now. I have till September 15th.
Oh, doing 2015? Okay. Did you file an extension for it?
Yeah. I have till last September.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. I don't have the taxes yet.
If that's the case, I can get you the approval and the actual numbers with just the bank statements and the 2014 tax return if you have the 15 extension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's on my personal one, too.
Oh, you file it through your personal taxes?
Yeah, on the S-line, S-Corp, so it goes on my personal.
Okay, that's fine.
Personal. What was I going to say? 6 months of tax returns?
6 months of the business bank statements.
I mean, 6 months of credit cards? I mean, 6 months of bank statements?
Yes, and do you accept credit cards as payments from your customers?
No, the credit cards, we go right into the different companies that we have, and we use their site for credit cards.
Oh, okay. Well,
we don't take personal credit cards. We go into, say, United Insurance, and we go into their website, we go into the customer's policy, and then we just make a payment, and we just pay that bill. We don't take credit cards.
Okay. Okay, that cuts out a step. Yeah, that cuts out the merchant statements. So all I would need is the bank statements, the tax return, and we're good to go. And, you know, from there, we can go over a couple of different options as far as probably, I can probably get you a few different approval amounts. So, you know, different total amounts and match those up with different term lengths and then give you the actual payback cost for each one and see what makes the most sense. And if renewal is something that you're looking for each of those, I can tell you at what point that would be available for you.
You think I'm better off waiting until the other loan is paid off in September?
Now,
it's only like 3 weeks.
That is an option. I mean, the current loan that you have, the balance is so low that it's not going to really affect getting you approved. But $5,000 probably out of the total amount that you'll get. So if that $5,000, if there's a big difference between what you can do with $30,000 and what you can do with $25,000, if there is a big difference there, then I would say, yeah, go ahead and wait. But if there's not, then there's no need to wait.
Okay. What's your first name?
My name is Sam.
Sam?
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I can send you an email with everything that I would need from you, and you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have questions or anything, you can give me a call.
All right. It's J as in Janet, E as in Edward, D as in David.
Okay.
19@AOL.com. So it's J19@AOL.com.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put together an email right now. It'll just have a short list of what I would need from you to get you an approval. And then you'll have, like I said, all of my contact information. So if you have any questions, you know, you can give me a call. And I'm happy to help you with anything.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, I'll send that out. I'll send it out to you right
now.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you. Where are you located?
I am in San Diego, California.
Oh, wow. All right. That sounds good. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Janet.
Thank you. Perfect.